Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
That's all you.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 89. Today is Saturday, October 14th, 2017. I am your host, Lita, and I so knew he was going to do this to me, people. That one over there, that is my co-host, Stone. Good morning.
Good evening.
Good morning.
Okay.
It's morning. Evening. It's 9:30.
It's still 9:30. Saturday the 14th. Somebody needs to go watch that. It was so horrible. It was great.
I was watching last night? Because I was like, oh my God, it's on Sharknado 2.
I have not seen any of them. I don't know if I want to. Was it really that
they
bad?
They are so hilariously bad. Man. They are so good. I love them. So yeah, I was watching two and I was too tired because I knew I had to get up really early because I got a thing from MacGyver to say, can you come on Chaos Portal, please? I said, sure, okay. So I taped the rest of it, but I've not seen it. Sharknado 2. Will Wheaton was in that and his lovely wife. And
he's
let's
married?
Just say it's not that. Good.
Okay.
It's not good. But anyway, yes. So we are here. Yes. Hey, chat room. Hey, everybody.
So we're supposed to have our guest Marg on. I don't know. I'm going to blame time zones.
We've lost Marg.
Yes. So what do you want to do? Do you want to?
So let's have a talk to the chat room. I'm kidding. It's just going to be like that.
Okay.
Well, you tell me what you've been doing before I get stuck.
Okay.
Because you're
going to go. So I'm going to warn you that Lita has got a lot of stuff.
I condense that.
Condensed.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have been playing my iron a lot. Lately.
I know. I noticed.
You can't. Do not say the name.
So how are you finding with the game pad?
Great.
So you feel really comfortable with it?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
I've been doing the Quel'Danas Dailies, and then I started doing the Northrend Dailies, and I forgot about the Westmarch. No, not Westmarch. What's the Alliance town on the west side of Howling Fjord? It's West something. I didn't think it was called Westmarch, it's like that Alliance town. And then you basically get on the Zeppelin and you ride that around and you bomb the pirates. Yeah, Westmarch is in Diablo 3. Westfall. No, Westfall's in
is near Stormwind.
Yeah.
No.
So you basically get on the Zeppelin and you drop bombs on the pirates and the cannons and stuff. So I totally did not remember about that quest, and thank you. For reminding me. So that was extra XP. I did actually finish up Tundra. Boring. I need a beer. Westguard. Thank you, Zaya. Yes. That sounds familiar. I got high enough level that I'm no longer going to go back to Burning Crusade stuff. So now it's all Northrend. I'm at level 79. So I gained this week I gained about 10 levels because that's pretty much all I played besides raiding. And I did Running of the Gnomes on my iron, which
the actual event
I did it when I got back home, and it took 10 minutes and then I went to sleep. If you do it on a flying mount, you just fly inside the checkpoints and the quest XP scales. Go do it. I got 15,000 XP on my level 79 iron. For doing nothing, for like flying through gates, and you basically
Can fly through it.
Oh, absolutely, yep.
Okay, yep. All right. Well, that's interesting. That'll make it safer for. And yeah. And does it count totally as a quest? Safe. So what about
yes, it
the
does. It does count as a quest. So.
Oh, damn it! Okay. All right,
I would assume it's passive is safe, but I don't know. I wasn't looking at my kills, but you're not really killing anything. You're just flying through checkpoints. So I would be worried about running through on a passy because if you are with a group, if you happen to go with a group of folks, you might get proximity kills when other people kill things because when you start going through Stranglethorn. You know, So that's the part I would worry about. But on your iron or tin, it's easy XP.
It's fine.
So yeah. That was pretty much my week, to be honest. I've been only doing that. I've been trying to keep safe.
Yeah. So how does the tune feel? So what did you end up finishing level on?
79, and I'm almost at 80, and I'm not doing
79. Wow.
I'm not doing Argent tournament dailies until I get to 80, maybe even 81. I think I'll do 80, but right. I'm very cautious about where I'm flying and all that stuff because I don't want to fall.
Okay.
Because because it was just a reminder again that somebody fell to their death, which really sucks. So but that was honestly I don't want to say a whole lot the other thing is that I'm pretty sad that there's no more vendor bows after the Dalaran bow and that's the highest DPS bow that you're allowed to buy, so unless somebody there's two bows that drop in Legion that you could vendor, and there's actually two more bows in Draenor that you can vendor. Sorry, that you can put on the auction house. So you have to hope that people put that up on the auction house. And I went to look for it and there was nothing there. So this is going to be my bow until the end, I guess.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So I'm 31 levels away.
Okay.
Which feels like it's only halfway through the fight. Because the last little bit's always harder, right? So.
Yeah. And what are you trying to do? Are you trying to sit and get a whole level or just sit, do a few quests and then come back to it? Like,
no, I was just playing. Whenever I felt like playing, I just go. And I've still got rest XP. I've got lots of rest XP. Maybe it's cutting down now, but So I don't know.
Okay. That's awesome.
I'm running through. That's amazing. I think I'm doing dragon blight. Is that the zone?
Dragon blight. Yeah.
So I think I'm just finishing up in there, and I don't want to go to Grizzly Hills because I'm always afraid of the mobs with aim shot because the aim shot is not fixed, so it can one shot you. So I don't want to go in there. I can never remember which mobs it is, so I don't even bother going in the whole zone.
Right.
So I might go back into Howling Fjord and go clear out some of that stuff if I still need some XP. And then once I get to 80, then I'll go into Ice Crown.
Mm-hmm.
And actually do the Frost Giant guys, those guys, because those guys have dailies as well.
Yeah. Okay.
So that was pretty much
you've got a plan.
You've got
a plan though.
Well,
so that's good.
Well, a plan, but you know, I'm just gonna
a plan.
I just know what I'm not doing.
Yeah,
which is more important, I think, right now. But
yeah,
okay. I'm gonna go get myself a beer, and you can start to tell the chat room what you've been doing, because I think I'm gonna need a beer for everything that you're about to say.
It's not that bad.
Okay, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Nine.
Yeah.
Put your feet up.
Come stay a while. Have a seat.
And listen.
Let's have a little chat, people. Let's have a chat about what we've done this week in the world of Warcraft for the challenge tunes. Yeah, I did Nisi. I did have like a Nisi week. It was quite intense. Go get your beer. Go. I will talk to the chat room. It's okay. Come in close. Here we go. Hi, chat room. How you doing? So I did a lot of bloodthirstying this week. A lot. And it was good. I did feel really good about it. So I had lost one last week. And it's... Yeah, I went a little bit crazy. So anyway, let's start off on the little bit of the journey that we have. So my Night Elf Priest I made last week after I killed the Warlock, and I was like, this is not going to defeat me. I got her up to level 10. So I was really happy about that. Finally got a level 10. Quite happy. Little smite. I tell ya, with Shadow Word Pain and smite. It's fantastic. Plus she's now got a heal. So I was like, yeah, she's quite happy. I ended taking her up over to Lochmodan, I think at about level 9. I went to Darkshore. I was not very happy with Darkshore. It was less like, no. So I took the boat, took her all the way over to Lochmodan and started just killing. Like, again, lucky enough that some of the rares are sometimes off. Otherwise, Murlocs and Trogs. Like, Murlocs and Trogs are my thing. I just love them. So got a level 10. Register on the website. Bam, done. So I've got my little priest. Excellent. I jumped onto my gnome monk that I've been running. She was 23. I got a level on her to 24. She's in Wetlands. I've still got her in Wetlands. I'm running around, was looking for rares. Didn't find too many up, but mostly just killing through sort of the Murlocs that then go into the, not the Trogs, into the, is it the Furbogs? Anyway, just, you know, kind of just running around those guys. So I got her to 24, was happy with that. I've just left her. Still find her a little squishy. I haven't changed specs or anything. I'm just gonna keep going with the spec that I've got. So, you know, well, yeah, Knowles, thank you for, I'll just keep it for the moment. I don't, you know, I'm used to the rotation of what I need to do to kill things, but she just does feel a little squishy. I jumped onto my Draenei Pally that I've got, and I had her over in Lochmodan because I took her over there. I was just sick. Blood mist. Yeah, not a fan of blood mist for bloodthirsting. Probably wouldn't mind perhaps questing through there on an iron again at some stage, but for a bloodthirsty, I just found it a bit boring. So Lochmodan, rares, I think I got a few rares on her. I was quite happy with that. Got her to level 15, found still not too bad, just not maybe comfortable with the Pally, but was like, yeah, it's okay. I'll just keep going with her. I'll leave her in Rhett for the moment. I'm not going to change her. I'll just, you know, keep going with what I've got. Because, I mean, they're only still little levels. Maybe if I do change, I know I can change it, change it back, etc. But sometimes it's easier. You just want to play. So I just go play.
Yeah.
And I mean, these guys are all on US servers. So a lot of times I find I do get a few rares up. It's not often that I'll get to a zone and not at least find maybe two or three rares. Not often. It does happen. And then that's where Leader Rage comes in and is like, who is in my zone? Like, who is here killing my rares?
Yeah, because it's your zone, right?
That's right. Then I get really upset and I'm like, you know, how dare someone else be playing in my zone? That's just awfully, awfully rude. Yeah, so I did jump onto my Night Elf Hunter and she is over on Oceanic. Now, this is where I find the difficulty playing Oceanic time to playing on the US servers is I had to grind from 32 to 33. There was, I think, one rare in Hinterlands. Now, you know I love Hinterlands because there is normally quite a few rares up. But on the Oceanic server, there was one. And I was so like, oh boy, this is going to be a long slog. So I just stuck with our beasts. I was just going round and round and, you know, spin me right round, baby, right round. Our beast.
Jesus. So many things. So many things. Oh my God.
But I was going round in circles. So our beast is good. Again, I was like, well, I got small eggs. I'm just going to hang on to small eggs. So that's fine. But that it just felt like a long grind. And I checked the rares and nothing's up. And it's like, ah. So I think that's where my little epiphany moment hit me. That I was like, I know I'm an alcoholic. I know I love having, you know, I do. I love having lots of turns. It's fine. It gives me variety when I want to jump from, you know, doing one thing to doing something completely different. That's fine. But it was kinder at that point I had the inkling of the epiphany. Anyway, I hopped onto my dwarf shaman, okay. And she is also on Oceanic. And I took her from 11 to 12, which doesn't sound a lot. I've got her in Loch Modan. Again, a great place for rare hunting. Except when there's no rares. If there's no rares,
wow. There
is no extra XP. So Murlocs and Trogs. Murlocs and Trogs. And I think I did manage to get two rares on her. And that's when Azzy, poor Azzy, hi Azzy. That's when the epiphany struck me and I was like, right, I'm going to make a decision right now. The decision is I am just going to keep the tunes on Wormrest for the moment. I am not going to be doing Oceanic challenge tunes. Like, I'm keeping the ones I've already got, but I'm not, if they die, I'm not going to re-roll them over onto that server. So I'm like, okay, that's, you know, it's all good. It's all good. I'm just, I'm just going to utilize my playing ability for time zones. So, so we will see how long that lasts.
Do you not find that you're ping is a lot higher, or is it okay because you're going to play on a US realm?
I'm so used to, I've been playing 10 years.
Okay.
10 years?
Okay.
8-9 years on US pretty much. So
okay.
And with the faster computer, I mean, obviously I'm going to find out how good it's going to be when I get the new internet this coming week. But with the new computer, we'll see. And everything, I'm sitting on
what did I say? What was when we logged into the Scarlet Crusade? What did I say my frame per second was?
Oh, your frame rate didn't change at 120, but it's not really the frame rate. It's more the latency that can cause the problems too.
But it was still good. Like, yeah. On the old computer, I would have logged into that, just would not have been good, and I was running around fine. So I don't mind. I'm so used to it that honestly, playing Oceanic, I think we only played Oceanic for a few years because my friends wanted to go back Oceanic. We thought that was the way to go, but most of my time I've been on US, so I'm not worried because I'm used to it, so I'm okay with it. So then I popped eventually back over onto my human warrior. I'd been kind of leaving her because I'm like, you know, yeah, she's at 52. I'm like, and then I went, no, suck it up, princess. Just do it. Just do it. Princess. You love the warrior. Just do it. You know? So hang on. I'm just going to allow that. So I did. I went, suck it up, princess. Let's go. So I hopped onto the human warrior. She's 52. I've got her in Swamp of Sorrows. Swamp of Sorrows, another good place for rares. Lots and lots. I think I got 9 in one hit. Hello. Like, there is a chunk from 52 to 53. That is a chunk of XP. I took her down to Blasted Lands at, I think, 53.
Okay.
There was a few rares in Blasted Lands. Not as many, obviously, as some Ambassaros. But I did stick around the ogres and some demons. So this is mostly like orange. I'm killing orange stuff. But she's
as a warrior.
As a warrior.
Yeah, but you're going prot too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I am just like massive, like zoned in grind fest. Like, it was so, so good. I did go and check out the big core hound. You know, the core hound that walks around for the quest. So I think I remember Nisi mentioning, I can't remember. I think it was Nisi had mentioned, you know, there was a couple of quest mobs that if you killed them, they gave you a little bit more XP than a normal one. So I thought, well, I'll go test it. So the core hound gave me 744 XP, whereas a normal demon gave me 375 XP. Nice. So every time I saw that the core hound was up, every time I saw that demon on, you know, the little sort of rock mound that's surrounded by the infernals was up, I killed them because they were giving me 744 XP, and that was good. Like, that was good. I even took her down to the tainted forest, the tainted veil, you know, down to the new, where that new sort of alliance place is near the water.
Yes.
And again, orange, there were some red mobs. You know what? Their health is like half my health. I didn't have a problem killing them, pretty much four-shotting them. It wasn't, I was just careful. I was just pulling one mob at a time and just, you know, like charge, smack, 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 charge, victory rush, smack, 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 charge, victory, you know. So it was just this huge fest of, you know, mass killing. It was great. So I ended up hitting 55.
Wow.
I
on the contest character. Good Lord.
Yeah,
and it's so funny that you have done so well with that, and I am like the complete opposite. Just I couldn't deal with it.
So wow, synced
that's,
with it.
That's awesome.
I know. It's just it's so crazy good, but it's so crazy. It's just like I. But at the same stage, I keep saying. I think I was saying to you, was it last week or the other day? It's. I'm used to grinding stuff in WoW. I've done lots of things over the years where I've done you know, the grinding of getting the achievements, like insane, doing things, you know, doing certain achievements that you've got to do a lot of killing for. So to finally get to this point that's like, yep, I feel really quite in sync with doing a bloodthirsty is good, because I'm not too worried about it. It was actually when I did jump over to my iron. I did play one iron this week because I thought, you know what? I better get ready for the contest. I should do at least a little bit of iron before, you know, before the contest hits. And I did. I jumped onto one of my hunters. And I took her from 34 to 36, which was really quite quick. I think I had her in Hinterlands, and I decided I'd go to a Western Plaguelands because I thought, well, you know, rares, there's lots of things to kill. There's a few grindy, you know, grindy quests, go kill the bears and get so many of these things, which I don't mind. I have got no problem, you know. Go get 100 boar meat. Sure. I'm all in. Yeah, Blizz. Like that's my staple. I'm quite happy to do that. So I was happy I did get a couple of levels. But again, the bonus with an iron when they've got rested XP, is that rested XP? I didn't even leave rested XP. I got 2.5 levels on her and I still have, I think I had 3 bars of rested still to go. And I was like, no, I'm done. I've given her 2 levels. That's fine. I'll leave her at that. But whereas a bloodthirsty, you've got, you know, 5. It's
chewing. Yeah, you're purely up. chewing through it.
Chews up so fast. You're like, damn it. There's that purple bar again. It's quite funny. So I was really happy with how the warrior's going. Love Prot. Again, love Prot. Really happy. So I've got her at the moment kind of jumping between Swamp of Sorrows to look for some rares just to give a little bit of a burst to the XP, and then going over to Blaster Lands looking for a couple of rares, and then grinding through on, you know, pretty much like demons. You know, it's all about the demons, and I'll take them back down to the tainted veil or whatever it's called, and they're close proximity but not too bad, so at least I can kind of do a very sort of charge, smack, 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 charge, you know, that kind of thing. So it'll be a good work out exactly what kind of, you know, charging area I want to go around there, so that'll be good. And then, you know, because I didn't have enough to do, I thought, well, my bloodthirsty hunter I've got over on an oceanic server, I really need one on Wormrest.
Oh man!
So I made one on Wormrest. What? And I got her to level 10, and I got her registered, so that was good. So I was happy about that. And then I couldn't help myself. I was like, well, I've got the priest at 10 and I've got the hunter at 10. It doesn't sit well for me to let a class beat me. I am not going to let a class beat me, especially when it is my favorite class. So I made another warlock. I made a human warlock this time. I thought, no, I'm not making another gnome one for the moment. I'll make a human warlock. And I got her to level 10 last night because, damn it, I was going to get her to level 10 and registered before we did the show. I was like,
jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've now got 3 at level 10. And I am like, okay, I think I can leave them because when, you know, obviously when the contest starts, it's going to be bloodthirsties will get some rested like XP.
Donkey Kong.
It's on. It is on. I know. I know I'm so going to lose because I don't have the time because with what we're doing. But I do wish you the best luck, Stone. I wish you and everyone else that's going to participate. But yeah, so I'm really happy. I got through, you know, what's that? Eight bloodthirsties and one iron. Good and Lord. It was a good week. I didn't lose anyone. So I was, well, I was good. Happy with that.
Yeah.
And I was not going to let it beat me. So, so yeah, so the warlock's still squishy. Definitely still squishy. I had two really close encounters already. And it was only because I was playing not last night, the night before when I made her. And I was getting a little bit, not complacent, a little bit, let's say cheeky. I was getting a little bit, I was pushing her a bit too much and accidentally pulled a rare with two others. And I had to go screaming, seriously. Elwyn Forrest would have just heard me screaming.
Ah! Whoa, you just blew out my ears. Sorry. Good Lord.
Yeah, it was not good. And I don't know if you guys find this, but when those words come up on your screen, out of combat, I think they are the three most nicest words I can ever see when in certain situations. It was not good. Sorry, Stir. Sorry. So anyway, it was good. And that's when I knew, when I was like, no, get her back to the inn, log her off. You are not going to push her to 10 tonight because you are far too tired. You are making stupid. Bloodthirsty decision. So let's not do that, which is what I did. I logged her out and then I came back last night and got her from 6 to 7 to 10 or whatever I was at. So yeah. So that's it. I mean, that's been my week. It's been really good. That's it. Yeah. But I keep thinking I should really do up a weekly. And Nisi should probably do the same. I was actually thinking about that. How many things we kill in a week on the turns?
Good and Lord.
Like this is where my brain was going as I'm running around killing things. You know, I'm like, I wonder, you know, how many I, because I don't look at the kills like what Nisi does, but I was starting to contemplate, well, I wonder how many kills I've done to get, you know, to get the priest and then also now to do the monk. And if I added all of those up together, what has my killing, you know, what's my killing amount been for the week? Yeah, it's probably going to be interesting. Nisi, I would be keen to know what yours is. I will try and do the same thing. Okay, we can compare notes. But yeah, it just was something that popped in my brain because, you know, you look at pacifists are looking at their quests that they do and making sure they don't kill. Irons are looking at, you know, they're doing quests and all of that kind of thing. But for a bloodthirsty, it is, especially the new ones, it's all about killing. And, you know, it just amuses me. But there was something I was going to ask you about, actually.
No.
With the challenges for the bloodthirsty.
Oh.
Well, when I added my little warlock last night, there was this very, very interesting... Oh, well, there's two pages. There's two pages of bloodthirsties now. There was only one last night. Why was there only one? I must have been dreaming. I don't know. Anyway, sorry. When I added my tune, it comes up that she is not the new one.
Did you reuse the name?
Yes, I did.
So we have an FAQ piece about that. I would suggest to go read the FAQ. basically what happens is that because you reuse a name, the information doesn't get updated on Blizzard's side for about 24 hours.
Yes. That's what I did figure that, but I thought that was interesting. I would make mention of it. So
from what I understand, it's not supposed to be like that. That's what they told me. It should be updated right away, but that's not what I'm seeing in practice. And by the time I can get them information, it's too late by the time that they can go and check. So,
yeah, well, I had updated and everything, and I was like, well, I know she's new, because I've also done a spreadsheet of all my tunes over on my OneNote of my tunes that I've got. So I like put in brackets, you know, new BT rules, so that way I can make sure, because I've only got four, you know, I don't want to be mucking anything up. So yeah, so I thought it was quite amusing anyway to see that. But other than that, yeah, so that's been my week. It's cool. Been a good week.
Cool. Huh. All right, you wanna okay, I'm gonna play the bumper.
Mm-hmm. Coffee is my blood.
That's not the right bumper.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita Ann Stone.
Okay, so I added a few things in here. I'm going to briefly mention some site news stuff. I don't have it in the show notes. Is that I will be adding two sections to the site. One is guides, where people can submit their guides, but I'm not looking for in-depth ones, because those can change depending on patches and all that stuff, but something fairly simple. And like, for instance, Nisi has a blog, so I'd be putting a link up to that. Azzy, I'll be reaching out to you for your opinions on stuff. And I will be maybe adding into a different section tips and tricks. So Rokester, he created a video on the bombing run at West Guard. So things like that. So like little short clips like that are pretty cool. I haven't gotten to see the new video that he made, but I will be looking at it soon. But that kind of thing. So once it's up, and if you want to contribute, reach out to me and let me know what you want to do. Because at this point, I'm not really 100% sure on what the focus is exactly, or the design style and all that stuff, but I'm kind of like 80% sure, and like I kind of know what I kind of want, but not really. So and it's subject to change though. So the other thing is just as a reminder, we are part of the Calm Before the Storm World of Podcasts event, which I don't know how, but apparently, you know, people like us enough to get us onto a panel. So thank you for everyone for your support. This is for all of us. It's not just, you know, for the show. It's for all of us as a group.
Very exciting.
We will be live on Thursday, November the 2nd at 11 p.m. Pacific at the Hilton on the Warcraft panel with a whole bunch of people that have been doing podcasts a lot longer than I have. So I'll be drinking. No, I won't be, but I might.
No. No.
But I will play a promo from Belle.
The storm known as BlizzCon is almost upon us, and that means once again, it's time for podcasters, community personalities, and fans to come together for one of the largest gatherings created by fans for fans. It's Con Before the Storm, featuring the 5th annual World of Podcast. It's shaping up to be our largest World of Podcasts yet, with participants from over 50 podcasts and additional content being produced before and after the big party at the Anaheim Hilton on November 2nd. Even if you can't join us in Anaheim, we do invite you to check out the shows on Alpha Geek Radio or at twitch.tv/ConBeforeStorm. Can't listen to us live? We have you covered with podcast versions of our content available for download on demand via our World of Podcasts show feed on Google Music and Apple Podcasts. For complete information, show schedule, and much, much more, be sure to check out combeforestorm.com. And also don't forget to follow us on Twitter at @combeforestorm and at World of Podcasts.
That music at the end makes me want to do white guy dancing, shoulder dancing. Okay.
Sure.
What else? We do have Running of the Gnomes. If you didn't know, there's Running of the Gnomes is happening like right now. Well, I think it might be over, but okay. The day, the whole, you can do it like right now. It is safe for irons for sure. Safe for tins. You can't do it on a Bloodthirsty. You won't get the quest XP because there is one quest that you get. Pacifists. It's safe in that it won't create a kill. However, you might pick up kills being close to other people that are killing things as they're running through the gates. So I would be careful to only run if it looks like it's only you. Okay.
Spanky Under says there's actually a quest he found. Just finding out what that is.
That's for the Running of the Gnomes. It's a quest that will scale. I'll tell you that at level 79, it is 15,000 XP. And Eli is right. You can get killed along the way. So you are going to be running from Gnomer to Ironforge and take the tram to Stormwind, and then you go through Elwyn. And then it depends on your character, okay? So then you go through Duskwood, so you want to be at least level 20. And then you go through Stranglethorn Vale, the top and the bottom. So you want to be appropriate level for that ending zone, because otherwise you can't turn in that quest, because you still need to go through the gates. You can fly through these gates, so if you can mount up and fly through, just do it. I did it in about 10 minutes. It was really quick. And the XP will scale, so it's pretty quick and easy. I don't know, does it go tomorrow too, or is it just one day? I think it might just be one day. I'm not 100% sure. But
I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm not sure. I meant to look at it and I completely forgot to see.
Spanky says one day. So, Grandigas says one day.
Okay. One day.
So okay. Yeah. So I would say if you can, go do it now. It's easy XP. Just make sure you are appropriate level. I would say be level 30. Right? Because the beginning of Stranglethorn is 21 to 25, and then 25 to 30, right? Something like that. I'm going to go to the other mm-hmm. event that's happening. We're going to do that part last. We have Hallow's End coming up. Goes October 18th to November 1st, is coming up very soon. Yay! So basically, Candy, XP, Love, sorry, Bloodthirsties. Because just to make it harder for you guys, XP for you guys.
We are running a contest.
Yes.
And it is an iron contest. It would be a bit mean if we were running a Bloodthirsty contest.
That would be funny.
That would be like really, really mean.
That would be funny. Yeah. So, yeah you can't. Yes. So, Bloodthirsties cannot do the candy buckets.
Nope.
Basically, I think you can do all the quests except for.
Don't go into the opposing faction.
Yeah, you don't go get the city's stuff like on the other faction side. There is a XP buff if you get that. No bueno. It's like the Wicker Man or something like that.
Click it off.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
we will have a guide that will come up. It's basically, we're going to redo our guide from last year. I don't think that there's anything big that changed, so we pretty much know what's going to be involved. There's probably new pets and toys and stuff. Basically, yeah, it's October 18th through November 1st, and it runs through the contest. So you are allowed to do the candy buckets for the contest. So,
yeah.
Yep. Okay. So, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Am I ready? Are you ready?
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Because I was thinking, okay, maybe we'll do it like one of those bad TV shows where who will get cut next and then go to commercial because they have no content and stuff. And I hate those TV shows. I hate them. And then when they come back, they play like the last 30 seconds so that, hey, just in case if you forgot what was played before the commercial, here is a reminder, but it's also filler. Mm. It's filler. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So we don't have Marg. I don't know what, who will get killed next. Who will get killed next? Yeah.
Nice.
Casey Kasem. This is my top 10 kill list. Okay. Yeah, that's right. You don't know who Casey Kasem is. All right. I think I did tell you once back in the
day. Yeah, you did, and I still have got no clue.
So, people from North America will know. Zortz happened. Number one on the list. Zortz the Goblin died. I hope he didn't die. Okay, so the contest is called the Minority Report, and he kept it a secret from even myself and Lihida because we I was okay with this because I wanted to have it be a surprise for both of us, right? So with him not being here, we kind of got to start guessing at what it was going to be. I kind of have an idea. So what we're basing it on is the least played race and class and race this year.
So basically we've had to make a decision and we've made a decision.
And we're making the call.
We're making a call. And if it's not the call that Marg made, you know what?
We can do it next year.
We will then look at it. So, but anyway, for now, we have got a decision. So,
Casey,
is everyone ready?
Hold on. Kavara just told me something that I had no idea. Casey Kasem was the original voice for Shaggy in Scooby-Doo.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Mind blown.
Yeah, that's like, oh man. Okay, so I was going to be adding a little something. I still might do it, but yeah, I think I'm going to. It's just it won't work like right now. So, okay, the contest that we have will be running from October 14th to the 28th. So 2 weeks beginning now, actually beginning about a half hour ago. Because the code is already up and in there and it's good to go. So I'm not talking about classes and races yet because you never know. Marg might come in right at the right when we announce it. And he'll be like, hey guys. Okay. So the prize will be a virtual ticket. Wow. Can you stop doing that, Stone? Okay, so, because it annoys the heck out of me all the time. Check Wikipedia. Shaggy's voice was Casey Kasem from 1969 to 1997. Holy crow. Okay. Okay, so I will be putting up my own. So we'll have two tickets. So the first place and second place winners can win a ticket each. If you do not want the ticket, and if you do not know somebody that who would want it, then you can in turn swap that out for a mount and a pet, that kind of thing, because mm-hmm. that's about awesome. The same
game time.
Game time is like $50 now. I'm not sure. Yeah, I think it's like $50. No, or 25. So it doesn't quite work out okay. the same.
But
so
anyway, we'll
figure something out. Okay, mm-hmm. but there are two of them up for grabs. Mm-hmm. It will be for the top two irons in the contest that have opted in. Please provide an email address so that I can reach out to you in case I don't know it's you. Because, you know, somebody could use your name mm-hmm. and make it look like they're you, but they're not you. Just saying. As soon as I deliver prizes, I delete emails because I do not want to keep them. So that they're gone. So, Lita and I have final say on who gets prizes just because mm-hmm. you end up at number one. If things look really fishy, like really bad, we will make the call. Mm-hmm. We haven't had to, which is really good, but we will.
Yep.
So, and I think the other, yeah, we are doing Iron Man rules, or I should say Iron rules. If you've won before, you are allowed to win again. We have dropped that since the last contest because mm-hmm. it's too much of an issue for me on my side to be able to really make sure who is who. I'd rather not. So,
and it's like anything. If you become the person who gets the furthest without dying,
yep.
and as we know, there can be quite a few of us that do die.
There will be lots of dying. There will be lots of dying. So if you die,
you're going to push it.
You can re-roll.
Yeah.
Multiple people at the same level will be who hit level 10 first. Actually, maybe who hit level 20 first or who hit level 30 first. Let's do something different. Let's say who hit level, because I don't want to go too high, right? And I don't want to make it level 10 or 20.
Because
that's too low because somebody can just go create a level 10 right now, which I'm going to talk about in a second. We could do who hit level 60 first, but I'm a little afraid that because of people trying to push it, there might be issues. Yeah. So let's say who hit level 40 first.
I was going to say, I would just wait and see it again.
Personally, I think 40 is a good number, but yeah, I think level 40 is okay. So whoever hit level 40 first for tiebreakers in case they're the exact same level. And that would really only be to differentiate between between second place and third place. And worst case, Lita and I have the final say. Just because we say it's a level 40 tiebreaker doesn't mean that's what it's going to be. Things are subject to change. We try and keep it as fair as we can, but justice speaks. So, if we think we need to go a certain route, then we will. To list your character, you must be between level 10 and 20, like the last few that we've done. The only other thing that I don't have coded in right now, but I will be adding it in, is that you need to be level 10 as of the contest start date. So you can't be level 10 before the contest starts. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So what if we hit level 40 same day or achieves timestamp? Yes, they are. They are timestamped. They're timestamped to the microsecond. So that's a thing. Although they are timestamped to the microsecond, but I don't think Blizzard delivers that info. I think they only deliver it to the second. So, okay. So the class and the race.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Okay. What did I pick? Let me go check the website. Okay. So you might have thought that monks were going to be it. It is not monks, because monks get a quest XP buff and, you know, and I'm pretty sure Marg was saying, you know, he wasn't going to go down that road. And I kind of agree with him. So we are going to go shaman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now shaman. For the races, because, okay. So besides monk, shaman was, we have the least amount of shamans created. Sorry, mm-hmm. The least amount of shamans listed on the site, okay, besides the monk. So besides that, the race, we could have gone two roads. One was, okay, so we still want to do the Horde versus Alliance. Bloody hellstone. So we are going to go down that road, but it's not going to be what you think it was. It mm-hmm. is actually going to be pandas. So
pandas.
So we know that pandas, shaman, you can
pandas.
Pick whichever faction you want. If you want to pick neutral and still be in the contest, I think you can. Just
good luck.
Maybe they'll win because everybody else dies. That's okay.
Yeah, but they can't have professions other than, so how are they going to get levels?
That's a good point.
So you had me and then you lost me. I was like, oh.
They can get to like level, they could get to like level 13 by grinding on stuff, and then, or 14 or so. And then, they can just sit and watch everybody die, and they could possibly win. Okay, yeah. So...
see, it doesn't count. Yeah, that's nice. You need to roll another one.
So, it starts as of about 40 minutes ago.
Now.
Yeah, well,
now. People.
So, good luck. If there's any questions, let me know. I will be updating the site after we're done here. And like I said, I will be adding code to make sure that you hit level 10 after the announcement. So, have fun.
So everyone, go. I need to make mine.
I will tell you.
That's funny. I haven't done a panda for so long.
I will tell you that shamans are my least favorite class.
I know.
And it's so funny, and I think we talked about this on the other show, was that I don't know why, because I don't like it, and then when I start playing it, I have fun with it, and then I really like it. But then when I'm not playing it, I'm like, I don't want to go play it. So I don't know why I can't keep the fun in my brain.
I've been playing the little dwarf shaman. Not a lot. She's only still like little, but... It's I don't find it very gelled. So it'll be interesting. At least I feel like I'm not going in with like, oh my God, I've not played her shaman in like 50 million years. So at least I go, we'll see how we go.
So Azzy actually brings up a valid question this time. It's actually valid, even though I think he's being a little bit facetious, but yes, you can change spec. You can pick any spec.
Mm-hmm. Any spec you want to go.
And that's why I'm pretty sure he was going to go down that road. So, okay. So, again, if you die, that's okay. Reroll, because anything happens. Lots of stuff happens at the end.
2 weeks. That's right.
There are prizes up. Mm-hmm. Lita and I, for you and I, it's the it's whoever is still alive, right? So whoever dies first loses, right?
Yeah. Yeah, right. And it's not re-rolling to get...
It's the first death.
It's one character.
Yes.
First death, that's it.
I have a feeling I'm going to die. I just... Because it's... I'm not very familiar with the class, and I've been playing the Hunter a lot in my Death Knight and all that. So shamans are like... I don't actually have a 101 shaman. I have not even touched it on my alts.
Mm.
Yeah, I have not... I don't know what's going on there. So, okay, so have fun with it. It's meant to get you playing other classes. It's meant to get you playing other races. It's meant so that when you're done with it, if you're really high but you didn't win, it's still meant so that you can carry on and maybe make it in iron. Yeah, like we have one shaman iron champion, or we don't have any yet. Hold on, let me just quickly check the stats. And
I'm not sure. I'm too busy making.
Oh no,
I've got to decide what skin color do I want, people.
Wow,
like these are really that's racist questions. I need to know. Do I want to go the cream chest? With
cream
the
red, chest,
like, yeah, she's got cream chest, but then on her arms, like, do I want to go with the bit of
this is
red in her, or do I want? Of course, I'm gonna go red. Like, why would I even question myself?
This is
okay, I'm going
called
with that one.
This is a clean tag show.
I know.
Never died. Was our first shaman champion and only shaman champion. Because we've never had one.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Right.
And, oh,
so
never died
was
having
the first.
A break.
Yep.
Isn't he? So. Okay. So we're just going to repeat it again. Hello, yep. Mrs. Rock Guru is here as well. Yep. Okay. So contest is, this is Panda Shaman. So you can go Horde, you can go Alliance. That is completely your call. But it is Panda Shaman. That is it. Go. Go, 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 go. Starts now. Go, go. Good luck. Good luck,
okay.
Everyone.
I'm going to type this up. The contest starts now.
Mm-hmm.
Shaman Pandaren. Two virtual tickets up for grabs. Go now. And then...
Now
and then
now,
I add
like
the
now.
Image Minority Report,
mm-hmm.
and then we go.
I just realized pandas have got earrings with little smiley faces on them.
What?
Did you know that? The female pandarans have got a little in their earrings. It looks like a little smiley face.
Tweeted. Okay. Are you doing the face? Would you mind doing the Facebook post, if you wouldn't mind?
Thanks, Niecy.
Thank you very much. Doing it live. Okay, so let's carry on. So, the only other thing that I noticed was that I got two requests to add guilds onto the website. I'm more than happy to add iron leveling guilds, that kind of thing. Just let me know. I need to know guild name. I need to know realm, faction, region, and how they can join the guild. So let me know. If you either let me know by Twitter, like as a direct tweet, or send me an email, or send me a direct message on Discord. I am more than happy to list your guilds. If you happen to see guilds that look like they're dead, let me know. It just may not be. It may be that there's just nobody on at the time. But if you are a owner of a guild and want to remove your guild from the list, like let me know too, because that would.
And I do. I mean, I do play Oceanic. I have got a couple of guilds, both Horde side and Alliance side on Dathramar. So if anyone is over there and does want a guild, then just like let me know. Give me a message through Twitter, whisper me in game if you see me in game, whichever. That's fine. Got no issue with that whatsoever. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna just concentrate most of them over on US realm at the moment.
So the other question Five Iron just said is, can you only have one contest tune at a time? I said, no, you can have more than one, because just if you can
if
level
you're
them.
You're going to roll more than one?
Sure. If you're doing Jamba stuff, then I'd say no, because that's violating the other Iron rules, but otherwise, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, no jewel boxing, but if you want to have like a couple going at once, like go for it. Good luck.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to do?
Okay. Yeah. Let's go into State of the Challenges.
Yes.
So let's have a look how everyone's done this week. So, Irons, let's see what we've done. All right, so we've got Tiny Issa hit 78. Zyme Core hit 79. Marg Hope hit 83. Camacho? Camacho?
Yeah, sure.
Camacho, yep. 83. Darrow DK, 85. Just Ash hit 90. And Delissa hit 90 as well. Oh.
Yeah, I no. saw that. I was like, what?
Oh.
I think I saw it on Twitter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. A run aside died at 91. Yep. Oh, that must have only happened because she was alive last night. So okay. that must have happened while I was asleep. Oh, Rogue Slayer. Oh, Rogue Slayer. I'm so sorry.
No bueno.
All right. And Kinlissi, is that how we say it? Sure. Kinlissi died at 93. Oh, no. I've been seeing him on, or them on. I don't assume it's a male. Sorry. I've seen him. I didn't know. So sorry. 93. Oh, dear. All right. Anabolic, though, hit 109. Well
yeah,
done.
That, is that, that's Townie, that is, right?
That's, yeah. That's okay. Townie, yeah? Yeah?
I think so.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Now, let's have a look at the blood. So, our bloodthirsties. We have got Soul Sapped at 51. We have got Blood Leader at 55, Soul Stoned at 58, as well as Soul for Poor at 58. Soul Shot is 61, Patisse at 64, Soul Shield at 65, Five Twist at 67, Genetics at 77, and Tire Iron hit 87.
But
oh yeah, what?
This is what I heard in the Discord. What? Yeah, I heard in the Discord chat that he's just actually dead. So
no.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
But yeah, no. I'm pretty sure he fell or something like
oh,
that.
Oh no. Which oh. sucks. Oh dear. Okay. All right. Yeah. That's not. No, that's no not good. Cool. All right. I have a sad face. Sorry to hear that. Okay. Let's have a look at Pacifist. Do I even want to go on? Like I'm already. My heart already feels like it's ripped in two from oh. who we've already lost this week. Mm-hmm. Do we want to? Okay. Pacifist looks okay. All right. We'll keep going. All right. So Five Open Palm. Oh, that's an interesting name. Mm-hmm. Hit 38. Passy Brittle hit 39. Gentle Soul hit 49. Mage Grump hit 54. Five Curmudgeon hit 60. Harry Up hit 76. Harmless hit 78. Huey Hamster hit 82. Oh, Snuffle Tips hit 94. And I tell you, I want to say she's the master of it, but she's amazing. Fair. Fairy Ellen hit 103.
Nice.
Woo! No passies lost. Good job, everyone. Well done.
Awesome. Okay.
Awesome.
Tins. We have Thorgus at level 53. Kania at level 56. Cat Herder. Level 57, sometimes that's what it feels like. Oh man, Zyxia at level 60. Do no die level 64. Ahead of You, level 65. Zaya Hunter at level 66. Ashron at level 68. Harley Quinn at level 100, and Anabolic at 109. So Anabolic is our last like grandfathered character that's in both Tins and Irons. So they're pretty close. Don't want to jinx it because
mm-hmm. Don't say it. Don't say it.
I do jinx stuff. So knocking on wood. Yep. Hope I don't jinx it. And nothing for no changes for the speed to 60s this week. Okay. Not even like in the top 20 at least. So
interesting to see. But, you know, commiserations, of course, to everyone that we've lost. a few real high tunes. So guys, I'm, you know, so sorry you lost your tunes. That's not good, but well done to everyone that has leveled and done really well this week. So good job. I can't wait to see what we've got next week, with especially with the contest, and see how everyone's going. So so thank you. Good luck, everyone. Okay, bumper time.
Oh yeah, there is a bumper.
There is. Coffee is my blood.
This just in. It's Chit Chat.
I don't think you were very impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. Mm-hmm. Okay. I will take the first question. So from Twitter, from Icer107, kind of gray area question, but are you allowed to use the auction house as an Iron Man? Goes both ways, selling and buying. Yes. Basically, just don't. Don't try and stuff? Well, no, you can't buy your own stuff. Just don't like try and rig your auction so that you have people help you out, because that's not allowed. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, did you were supposed to say the other part? Oops.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. We can do that after.
I let you go.
Yeah, that's fine.
No, don't worry about it. Everyone knows what Chit Chat's about. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. So yes, AH is okay. I just normally it is a good way to make a little bit of gold. I actually saw something on my Warlock that gave me 4 gold. I was so excited. 4 gold has never looked so good on a level 10. I was like, yay! I can't remember. I think I sold green braces or something, and it's like so exciting. I could go and buy the level 5 gear. I was like, yay, that's okay. Not that I need it, but Warlocks are squishy. Okay, next question was from Bosson from Twitter. Can I do this quest? I don't know what quest it is, so I hope you know what he's talking about.
Yep.
Or does it tag me to Zul'Gurub? Okay. Is it the one where you've got to go and...
So it's an image. It wasn't just, you know, going in. It was the quest where you got to kind of rescue some of the folks. So and I think it's almost for the bear mount too, but if you don't do it in time, like, you can still do the quest because it doesn't involve killing bosses, I think, or something like that. I don't know, but more or less what I said is that you can do the breadcrumb quests that end inside the dungeon start. So like the ones, like, for instance, like Dead Mines, like, there's a quest that takes you into the front. You can complete that one, but the other ones, no. So ones that, you know, you have to complete only inside, it is no. So no.
Okay.
We got question. From M. I appreciate the site and everything you guys do. I would be happy to whitelist the site, but I do not know how. I Googled how to whitelist a site, and all I saw was click my ad blocker button. I have no idea even how to do the first step. It's okay. If you could walk me through this, I do it for your site. I use Firefox. I'm not sure what ad blocker I use. I did not install it. Thanks for a great service to the WoW community. I wish you all the best. So first off, thank you very much. I don't know a whole lot about whitelisting. It's just you'll have to figure out what ad blocker you're using, and then you can probably Google how to add that, because there's so many out there. You can, like, there's just so many different ways. So and to be honest, I'm not completely against ad blocking. I thank you for not wanting to ad block my site, because, you know, we're just trying to pay for the server, and once we can get enough to pay for the server, then ads are gone. So honestly, if you think that there's a different way, if you are in this boat too, you can also support us elsewhere through Patreon for even like $1 a month. So that's, you know, that's fine too. And we are a Twitch affiliate as well. But otherwise, if you don't want to whitelist us, and if you don't want to support us that way, you can still support us through retweeting us and talking about Irons and trying to lobby Blizzard to put in a feat of strength for Irons. The Iron Champion feat of strength. That's what we want. So, yeah.
Yes, that would be very cool.
Yep. Okay, next one.
Okay. All right. So, from Discord, we've got one from Ogonaware.
Okay.
You go nowhere. Right. Okay. Thank you. Question. Can I mail those expensive rings from Shattrath? I have on one dead Iron Man character to another. A live Iron Man character of mine, such as the Black Diamond Ring or the Noble's Elementium Ring. No.
So, no, yeah. You can't.
You can't.
No. And it doesn't, like, no. Those rings don't offer any boosts either, but no, you can't, because you're still sending stuff. So, no.
Yeah. Just remember, just pretend. It's in a bubble. Yep. Okay. As much as, you know, you might have other stuff that you're like, oh, this could help. No, you know, if you can got enough gold that you want to go and buy them, and you get to Shattrath and you want to go buy them, fine. Or you find them on the auction house and you're like, oh, sweet, someone's selling one for two copper. Sweet, I'll buy it. Then, okay. But yeah, please do not send yourself stuff. That's it.
So there's some folks in the chat room just responding to the ad blocking stuff. Icer says for Firefox's AdBlocks Plus, you just click the ad block icon and deactivate on the website. Okay. And Mrs. Rock Guru says in Firefox, you head to open menu, then privacy and security, and go down to tracking protection, and you can change the block list from there. So cool. I only use Firefox to test. I don't use it as my main browser. I just use it to see what changes look like when I make them, so that I can check what it looks like on different browsers. That's all. I'm going to interject a chat room question here from Azzy, because I think it's a good one. If they ever did get a feat of strength, would it cover those that have gotten to max? I would 100% say no. It's probably going to be, when they add that in, it will be valid as of now. So you'll have to go do that. So you'll have to complete all the steps. I would imagine. That's just my opinion of it. Just knowing how things work. But you never know. Mm. So if we were to find out when it gets added in, there will likely be a huge race to see who will be first. And I can guarantee you, I know somebody that wants to go. Did you see Zaya's?
Yeah, you know what? I didn't even think about that. But yep. Yeah, Zaya in the chat room just said, no fair. We can't use the heirloom mounts until we get a faction.
Yep.
Of course, because it becomes Horde or Alliance. So you've got to run everywhere. I love it.
Okay, so Nisi says that she, you know, doesn't actually like that mount. And I kind of like the mount, but it's too noisy. Like, way too noisy. So that's sure about the only thing I don't really like about that mount, is that it's just way too noisy. I love it. So the next question from Discord from Mrs. Raku Guru is, question, what does a WoW token fall under? Basically, you can purchase a WoW token with gold to get BattleNet money. So you can use your gold that you've earned on your iron to buy BattleNet money. You can't use your money to buy gold for your iron. Okay? So, yes, you can buy the token to get game time. No, you can't use money to buy your iron gold. Right? Makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Next question. You can buy but not sell, basically. Yes.
Mm. Yep. All right. So from Soul in Discord, Pacifist, at what level do you usually leave the Elwynn Forest / Loch Modan area?
No idea. No idea. So, from what I understood, and I think Fair is in the chat room, so I'm hoping she'll say something. From what I understand, you basically don't need to worry about your level. It's usually about when the herbs and mining nodes stop giving you XP. I mean, I think they still give you like a little bit of XP, but not a whole lot. So it's a matter of making, like, trying to go into zones where you are the appropriate level to still be able to farm up nodes. Mm. So that you don't need to worry about it. So so she's saying, yeah, you keep getting XP for picking and mining, but there is also non-violent quests to do. Yeah. We're going to have to get Fair back on. We haven't had her on for a long time.
So, yes.
Would be nice.
Yes, Fair, we need a date with the podcast. Please. We will talk to you.
Yes. So from the last question is from Discord from Mrs. Rock Guru. How do you pacifist? And basically the same deal. You can pick professions. You should pick mining and herbalism for Lita. I call them herbalism. You don't pronounce the H, but some people do pronounce the H. It's herbalism. Okay. You can fish, cook, and you can do archaeology at level 20. At level 10, you do get cooking and fishing daily quests, so those help too. You are allowed to do those quests, and they don't count as kills. And then you really need to not be around other players, because you could get credit for their kill just by being beside them, or even close to them, or even not even close to them. You can also get candy buckets that are coming up. Anything that doesn't require you to break or kill things. So for instance, if you go to Dark Moon Fair, if you go smash the gnolls, like the whack-a-knoll thing, you will get credited for a kill. If you go, there's a quest for dwarves. If you go, is it for dwarves? I don't know. There's a quest where it's low level and you go kill icy cones or something. I don't know what they are. But if you break those, it gets a kill for you. So don't. You have to be really, really careful. Okay, so it is for the dwarves in the ice tombs. I think it's where all the yeti are, in the wendigos and stuff. But yeah, if you try it, good luck, and you have more patience than I do. Because although I deleted my character at level eight, because I didn't know that there was a daily at level 10 that I could get, because I think I could have pushed through to level 10 and then it might have been a little bit better. So,
Yeah.
So yeah, I think the XP for low level resources caps out at like 15 XP per node. Mm-hmm. So if you start seeing that, it's probably not worth your while. Like, for sure, I don't think it would be worth your while. And you should maybe start looking forward. So from what I heard was that you could, when you look at going into another zone, you should be about 5 levels higher than the zone, roughly, maybe a little bit less, but just enough so that if you get hit, you can still run away and not have to really worry, right? About being one shot. So
we should definitely get Fair on, so she can, you know, we can do, because there seems to be a lot more people that are very keen on pacifists, you know, which is fantastic. So we will get
I have two dates open Fair, I will send you a direct message on either through Battle.net, I'll reach out to you, or Discord. Yes. It would be good to have you back on. It's been a long time ago. I've been going through old shows and getting clips and stuff, and I was like, oh my goodness, we haven't had her on for a long time. So.
Yes.
So that's pretty much it. I think we got some chat room questions as well. Like, we did already nail those as we were going through. So I think we're good. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to? Everything.
Okay. Looks like people are like level 3 or something like that. And then, like, mm-hmm. Slow down. It's like, yeah.
Slow down.
Just
no,
be
don't.
Just
go,
be
go,
like
go.
The pandas. Well, yeah, just you've only got 2 weeks, but don't be reckless. Mm. Don't be reckless.
Yes.
The website will be updated. Oh, okay. Okay, so while she types it out, so I will be updating the contest rules with the level 10 rule too and all that kind of stuff. Why is he level 110 pacifist listed twice on the list? Yes. Okay. So this came up this way. No, it's not actually. So basically the person did a server transfer. And because I don't let people log into our website, basically every character has a unique ID that you can't see, okay? Everyone. And so when you transfer, that character name does go with you. However, because I don't have you guys logging in with BNet yet, as far as I'm concerned, when you go to a different realm, it's a different character. And so because they transferred realms, now it looks like a different character. So likely what's going to happen is that level 110 will be up there until the next expansion and 4 days after. Because it's going to keep trying to look for that character on that realm and it's not going to find it. And then after 4 days, it will move it to the nether or the lost list. So the other idea is that I can just delete the old tune. It's just, I don't like deleting data. I don't like deleting the characters because I think it provides a really cool snapshot to see, well, this is where that character was. And, you know, if that person chooses to move realms, okay, fine. I mean, if they send me an email and say, hey, can you delete my character because I've done a realm change? Sure, I'll delete it. I kind of don't want to, but I will. I try and respect folks as much as I can if they want me to remove their tunes. So it will stay up there until the next expansion until I hear otherwise, or until somebody convinces me that I probably should. But right now I'm just like no. Yeah. So, okay, cool. Next. Excellent. Okay. Next thing. Can I? Okay.
Next.
Okay. I do have to say though that I need to, you know, okay, we got to be real here. So I may have a little bit of a problem.
As you take a swig of beer.
A swig of my beer. And.
Okay.
I mean, I do get I will say that I've been hooked on stuff, and I was hooked on the Hokey Pokey, but thankfully I was able to turn myself around, and that's what it's all about.
I was like, what on earth? Where are you going? Where? What? I have no words.
So that was Azzy's pun. I was addicted to the Hokey Pokey, but thankfully I turned myself around. And I thought, well, I could make it, you know, I could take it like that extra step further. Thanks, Azzy. I really like that one. So he actually sent me another one that I'm going to leave for next week because it's pretty good too.
Thanks, Azzy. Thanks. Thanks very much. Yeah. And you bugger.
So, thank you to everybody that supports the site. through Patreon or through Twitch. Looks like we got another subscriber, so thank you. I don't know who it is because Twitch doesn't tell me. So, and I only get the email, like I only check once a week to see if anything's changed. So, whoever you are, thank you very much. Let me know. I think you should be able to get added to the Discord mod, like to the Discord supporter stuff. It should work. If it doesn't work, let me know. I don't know. So, okay. So thank you to our $5, patrons and Twitch supporters, is Asylum, Awesome Trousers. Wow. Bart H, Boz, Broxamar, Fair, Five Iron, Gotrick, Grand Negus, Eli, CTR, Lissan, Never Died, Zaya, and Anonymous. That's right. If you want to be anonymous, you can be anonymous. I'm not saying who. I'm not saying who is anonymous. Thank you very much, E77th Street. That was you. Yeah. Your cool. Amazon Prime member. Thank you very much. It definitely
Thank
helps.
You.
Just, very cool. just for folks to know, I mean, for most folks that know, and you've heard this, we're just trying to pay for the server. The server costs $220 American a month. And once we get there, then I can remove the ad. So it doesn't mean that patrons have to get up to 220. It's just I'm adding up patron support, Twitch support, money that I can generate with my other site. So I'm trying to do it all into one. And if we can get enough, if I can get that, then I have no need to put ads up. Because I hate ads. I hate ads. Well, servers can be expensive. Sometimes they can be cheap, too. So I wanted to make sure that we were using one that can handle traffic. So we can handle quite a bit.
You get what you paid for.
Yeah. So we can handle quite a bit. Whoa, dude. Thank you.
Whoa.
So thank you. Whoa, dude.
Whoa.
Big crud. Okay. That's not.
People.
Okay. This was.
You guys are
okay.
Awesome.
Thank you very much. I'm not trying to like. Okay. So for people that don't know, that are not watching, that are listening, Mrs. Rock Guru just cheered us with 100 bits and 100 bits and 100 bits. And that is $3 that does come directly to us. Twitch doesn't take a piece of that. And Cash subscribed to us with Twitch Prime. Thank you very, very much. So
awesome.
Cash and East 77th Street. Damn, the stutter. I swear to God. They'll be coming up on the new supporters next week when I do the list. But thank you all very, very much. It definitely helps.
Awesome.
That's a show. I guess
okay,
we're done.
That's a show.
Okay,
yes.
So our next show is apparently on Saturday, September the 10th. Nope. Somebody didn't update the thing. So no, our next show is on Saturday,
Somebody.
October. I don't do that. Why would I ever do anything like that? I don't touch the show notes at all. Nah. Just wait until Calm Before the Storm. If you think this is bad. Having me on there.
It'll be fine.
Gong show. Okay, so Saturday's... I'm about to say September again. Saturday, October the 21st, 7 p.m. North American Eastern Time. Swallow. Sunday, October the 22nd, 9 a.m. Lita time. Is it still 9 a.m. or is it 10 a.m.?
Sure. My time's 9.
Okay, so 9 a.m. for you, 10 a.m. for Australian Eastern Daylight whatever time, because you guys all changed.
Mm-hmm.
And excuse me, wow, beer, that's not good. And I believe that is still 1 a.m. Central European time. So
not sure.
And okay, so just so, because I guess he doesn't know, what do you guys get when people sub? Twitch takes half of subs, so we get 250. But when you cheer with bitcoins and stuff like that, we get one penny for every bit. So, and we get the full amount. So is Grand Negus is the last one before he leaves for BlizzCon? Yeah, because BlizzCon's coming up. So this is going to be our second last, like next week will be our second last show before BlizzCon. And if you run Irons or anything, if you're going to be there, I would love to meet with you and say hi. And I'm hoping that my little presence will be ready in time. They said that they're going to be ready and they said that they're still on track. We'll see. We'll see. We've got 2 weeks left.
Yeah.
As and he says that, he'll give me 100 cheer if you include the spec question on the panel. I don't know, man. I think you'll have to give me 10,000 cheer bits. So sorry, Lita, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, if you're going to be at the BlizzCon, don't forget to go get a photo with Stone and Lita Koala.
Yes.
Because we need, you know, more photos with Lita Koala.
Oh, I didn't change it with Stone. I didn't change it with the drunk one. I was going to make it to be the drunk one. Okay. Next week, we will have the Haggerty will be joining us. Okay. We made it through in one piece.
Yes, yes. It's a very long show that we were saying was going to be a short show, but it's quite long. Yes. All right. Let's wrap this up. Thank you. Yeah, we can. All right. So where you can find us, don't forget to go check out the website, which is wowchallenges.com. You can send us an email, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com. You can tweet us on the tweeters. At WoW Challenges, as well as join our Discord server, which is discord.wowchallenges.com. We have a Facebook page, which is at facebook.com/WoW Challenges, as well as you can check out the shows and the videos on youtube.com/WoW Challenges 1. Don't forget, come catch us live. Twitch.tv/WoW Challenges. Okay. All right, Stone, where can we find you?
Crystal, yeah, it'll still be like that until the change will be happening soon. Don't worry. You can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP, like I'm grasping your stones, as well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast, which we do once a month. We did one last night. For me, on Friday the 13th.
Yes. and
it was pretty good. Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah, and it's released now. And I think I had a lot of fun doing it like that. It was good.
It was good fun. Yeah, it was good. We did Lita, predictions.
Where can
you you can find me on Twitter, so check that out at Lita Wow, which is LETAWOW, and of course. Yeah, find Stone and I together doing shows here, there, and everywhere. Okay, don't forget to... I don't know. You're shaking. All I saw was you shaking your head in the corner of my eye, and I'm like, what? I don't know. What? It's late. It's early. I need more coffee. Anyway, as always, a big thank you to Mark Conan for our awesome intro. If you want to check him out, he is at Mark Conan Wow, as well as he is one of the co-hosts of Torrin Think Tank, which we love. He does that with Jules, so check them out. Other than that, I have to say commiserations again to everybody. We lost this week. We did lose a few. So best of luck. Good luck, everyone, this week. Not only if you are playing your regular challenge tunes, but also for the contest tunes. Remember, be safe, but have fun, and you know, just have a great week.
It's 11 p.m. Do you know where your children are? Sorry. Sure. So that's a okay. Bye.
See ya.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita.
Copyright 2017.
Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.